Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Zanti, Daan, Gauteng, hoop gaan goed?
Goeiemôre, Brei. Dit gaan goed hier aan my kant. Die weer, ons het gister die wonderlikste kykie bo. Ek weet nie of julle dit in die Kaap so baie kry soos ons nie, maar ons het wonderlike donderstorms hier bo. Dit is altyd vir my so lekker as die weerlig slaan en dis donder weer en ek besef net hoe groot en almagtig ons God is. So, ja, my dag is goed. Ek hoor dieselfde daar by jou.
En die reuk wat jy kry as die reën begin val.
Ek sê vir jou, dit is net, en is net in Afrika wat mense dit ruik. Dit is fenomenaal, vir alles ou in die bosveld is en het, die rooi sand is so dik en daai druppels begin so te val op daai sand, dan ruik jy die reën. Ach, dis kosbare goedjies.
You make me want to go on holiday. You make me want to go on holiday.
Can we just do that?
Yeah, let's just do that. We'll just excuse ourselves and we'll go on holiday somewhere.
And we'll just go.
Zanti, now we are sitting here with bated breath and much anticipation. Ons het 'n lekker storie nodig.
Absolutely. And I've got something beautiful to share with you this morning. Iets wat my hart snare raak. En luister hoor, ek hoop regtig vanoggend dat dit jou sal bemoedig. En dat it will activate you. It will ignite something in you. Jy sien, die vijand is heel dag en al dag bezig om vir ons te vertel wat ons nie het nie, wat ons nie kry nie, wat ons nie is nie, what we lack, die hele dag. En dan, jy weet mos maar wat ek altyd sê, dan voel ou jy wil daai kite onder die mat vlieg. Mm-hmm. En jou selfbeeld is so groot. En as jy daar is, dan is die vijand verskrikkelijk gelukkig. Maar ek wil vandag vir jou sê, that is not how God works and how God sees us. Jy sien in Lukas 9 vers 48, the Lord says, for he who is least and lowliest among you all, he is the one who is truly great. Ek, en hoe ek op hierdie gekom het in die story en hoekom ek het met jou wil deel vir oggend is, ek het gisteroggend gebid vir iemand wat vir jaar en die persoon het regtig a baie insignificant werkie. En dink nie veel van onszelf nie, maar sy is krachtig in die gees en krachtig in Godse oor. En soos ek wel bid, sê ek wel, ek wens ons kon mekaar sien in die gees en nie net in die fysische aan mekaar vastkyk nie. Because if only we could see each other in the spirit and how God sees us, dan gaan ons nie meer mense net sien en afkyk op hulle nie. Because sometimes the least are the greatest. En my story wat ek vanoggend wil deel, is precies dit. En mag dit jou bemoedig dat, al voel jy soms, ander mense kyk op jou neer, of jy is nie veel waard nie, of jy maak hier erge verskil nie, jou lewe het nie regtig impak nie, jy is maar eintlik niks en niemand nie, en dis ook hoe jy voel vanoggend, dan hoop ek dat hierdie story vir jou iets kon vertel van wie God is en hoe hy jou sien en die rol wat jy toch kan speel. En my thema vir oggend is not on my watch. You see, spiritually, daar was eindelijk een man wat nie, he was spiritually significant in America and in world history. En ek wil vandag vir jou vertel van hom. Maar om by hom uit te kom, moet ek vir die volgende vertel. Mordecai Ham, an American revival tent preacher in the early 1900s. Now, in 1934, he, Mordecai Ham, was preaching in a tent revival in Charlotte, North Carolina. And two 16-year-old boys saw the tent and all the commotion of the people going on there. And as they walked past, they heard this bold love of the Father preaching. They just happened to walk by and they like, please, let's go in and hear more of this. But as they walk up, they see that there are no seats available in this tent. They turn around and they walk away. But then an usher whose name no one knows to this day, ran after these two 16-year-old boys and grabbed one of them by the arm and said, "Son, I am sure we can find two seats." He walked back into the tent. He asked a couple of friends to move along and move up and found two seats next to each other for these 16-year-old boys. That day, they ended up giving their lives to Christ and consecrating themselves to the purposes of God and His kingdom. One of these boys was a man we know as Billy Graham. Billy Graham ended up sharing the gospel to more people than anyone else has ever done in history in this world. Tens of millions of people went to heaven because he shared the gospel. The other boy's name was Grady Wilson, and he was the man that helped organize all of Billy's evangelistic crusades. He changed the world, not Billy Graham, or Grady Wilson, or Mordecai Hum. The usher did. The one man that saw two 16-year-old boys possibly walking away from their faith. And he said, "Not on my watch. You get back here, boys." Because you see, our job is not to change the world. Our job is to change someone's world. And part of this generation, me and you, we have a job to do. And that is to run into the breach and say, "Not on our watch, not while we are here." So even today, if you are feeling insignificant, not seen, not heard, not making a difference, not having an impact, maybe you are the usher that no one knows his name until today. But God does. And I would like to see what award and reward he got when he went to heaven. So even being the usher, we can make the world of a difference in someone's life. And I want to challenge you today. Luke 9:48 says, "For he who is the least and lowliest among you," maybe that usher, "he is the one who is truly great." Maybe take up this challenge today, and may we also say, like this usher, "Even if nobody knows my name, even if I'm not written up in any book, I will still say, not on my watch. No one will go astray if I am around them." May this bless you this morning, that God sees you. And he will honor you one day when that honor is worthwhile. Because here on earth, everything is temporary. Amen.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.